Let's be honest, some people never grow up. Now, there are different aspects to growing up, moving from childhood through those difficult teenage years into adulthood. One of them is taking responsibility for your life. Of course, not everything that happens to us over the years, good or bad, is under our control. Often storms blow in that we didn't see coming. And yet it's surprising how many things in our lives are, in fact, under our control. How many things we can change or influence through the decisions we take. A child looks to his or her parents when something's too big for them to handle. In fact, even for the day-to-day, children rely on their parents for somewhere to live, for the food on the table, for the clothes on their backs. They rely on mum and dad to run them here and there, to come and watch them play sport, or to get that award at the annual school speech night. That's all as it should be, by the way. But the reason that teenage years can be so difficult is that those are the in-between years where parents want to teach their children to take responsibility for themselves and yet still live under their authority. That's confusing for the teenager and for the parents. It's why there's so much conflict often in those teenage years. When we come through that process, though, what we should be is responsible young adults. Sure, we have lots to learn, but we're meant to be responsible for providing for ourselves and for taking control of the direction of our lives as much as that's possible and for owning the consequences of our own actions. Yet so often as adults, we want to abdicate those responsibilities. We want to blame other people or our circumstances or whatever for our predicament. And that, frankly, is no way to live. There was a time in Israel's history where they knew, they just knew, that they'd gone astray. Ezra chapter 10 verse 1. While Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a very great assembly of men, women and children gathered to him out of Israel. The people also wept bitterly. Now they had some incredibly difficult decisions to make, and what they came to was to take responsibility for their mistakes, and listen to this, it's really important, to take action to rectify those mistakes. Ezra chapter 10 verse 4. Take action, for it is your duty and we are with you. Be strong and do it. What is it in your life that you need to take responsibility for? What is it in your life that you need to grab a hold of, and as difficult as that may be, deal with? Because until you take responsibility, things just won't be right. And that's God's word. Fresh for you today.